Podcast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
An especially loud episode of Radio Sentai Cast.
I have to maintain a level of energy or I'm going to pass out!
I know, right?
Jim
Carrey?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's here? What?
Wait, Greencaster's here?
Yeah.
Whoa! Ah!
That's right, everyone. Greencaster's here and he is also Jim Carrey.
He's emerged from the depths of the Tokuge.
Paul's still recovering from that.
I still have seizures.
Do we want to talk about this now or on the actual Cast Ranger episode?
I'll talk about it now.
Okay, so just a brief recap. We had to take another week off last week, just like we did for Cast Ranger 100, because for those who don't know, we did a charity live stream last weekend.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. The charity was called CAMH One Brave Night. Proceeds all went to CAMH's Gifts of Light Foundation, which is their charitable foundation. For those of you who don't know, CAMH is the center...
You should speak up a bit if you can.
For those who
have noticed, we have our air conditioning going, because fuck it.
Yeah, it's
hot in here.
Yeah. Well, so, for those of you who don't know, CAMH is the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. They were doing a charity drive, and we decided to take up their challenge of staying up all night, or paying for the hours that you sleep. And basically just doing something and encouraging people to donate. So I stayed up all night, which is basically, for me, till about 3:30 or so. 3:15, 3:30,
yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, he usually passes out at 10, so
I
that
know.
Is
this,
stretching.
This was a huge achievement.
Oh, what a sweet summer child.
I know. I used to be able to stay up like that, like, every single night, but, you know, when you work a 9-to-5 job, you kind of have to ramp, you kind of have to sacrifice the staying up all night bit.
Then your age kicked.
Anyways.
I'm 27. Thanks a lot, Grandpa Raven.
Grandpa Raven!
You're the best at staying.
Tell
up
us
all
about
night.
Waking
yeah.
up at 6 a.m. and eating dinner
and
in the afternoon.
15 miles in the snow, uphill, both ways to work.
Plus, he's the one who conked out, not you.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
I say yeah, being the one who conked out an hour before you guys did. I woke up at 6 a.m. hoping to come up and finish the stream with you guys, and I was sad because. Not only was the stream over and everyone gone, but you also left all the equipment and the air conditioning on!
Yes.
You fucks!
Well, Paul was sleeping.
That's my power bill!
I was unconscious. At any rate, so I stayed up as long as I could to watch Tokuger, a show that, if you watch this show, I have been boycotting since we first started this fucking show. So I thought, that was what I just decided to do. I just decided to do something that would entertain you guys. I wanted to harmonize my love of, you know, like, mental health activism and actually, like, you know, raising awareness.
By watching a Sentai full of basket cases.
Yeah, basically. There's a lot of mental health allegory in that show.
I also want to point out that the entire stream is now available to be viewed on the Ixie Studios YouTube channel, including the video we shot afterwards, where Paul and I actually completed the donation.
Yep.
Oh,
for those curious, we raised a total of, after GoFundMe's fees, $191.91 Canadian.
Yeah, it's a good amount. It was a good amount. We raised a good amount of money. All proceeds went to CAMH Gifts.
Yes, we took zero money from this. Yeah. I wanted to be super transparent about that.
Totally. Like, honestly, we took nothing from this. I lost a bit of my soul to this. So, if anything...
We're in the red.
I hope my loss is your Christmas joy.
Alright, we made money. We're still in the red. How are we still in the red?
We donated the money to charity, you mook.
I think he's making a reference to something.
Yeah, I was making a reference.
Yes, and also there is such a thing as needing to make a certain amount of money. But, at any rate, I watched Tokuger, and it's
a resounding call of
I disagree, but
It's not as terrible as I thought it would be, and I'm only 19 episodes in, and these guys are alright. It gets good when Tokyo Rokugo is introduced.
Like,
I know, right?
He makes this fucking show. The rest of it is just...
And you haven't even seen the good stuff from him.
It's fucking silliness, but... And here's my... This is where, like, you know, normally people would say, oh, it's too silly. It's not silly enough.
Yeah.
This could have been, like, Power Rangers Looney Tunes or Power Rangers Animaniacs. Like
Car Ranger?
Shut up. But yeah, this could have been like for example, the fucking Pink Ranger can wish herself stronger.
Yeah.
Why does she just not like imagine herself strong enough to be able to like one shot a giant monster? Why is there no hammer space in this Japanese fucking?
Well, she did beat the shit out of a space god once.
Yeah, there was a GIF going around our group chat today of like the superhero time when Tokyuger and Gaim crossed over. And Gaim is standing in the Tokyuger roll call instead of Tokyu Gogo. So he does the pose, and then actual Tokyu Rokugo comes out of the side and just whacks him right off the pose.
Yeah. Like, at any rate, I mean, every episode did have, like, it focused around the silly cannon thing they've got, which basically shot fucking absurdity at things.
Yes.
But that should have been all the time. You can't just fucking, like, you know, say, oh, it's wacky once an episode. No, if you're going to make it wacky, and you're going to have a bunch of people who are run by imagination are basically children put into adult, but like,
basically,
yeah, they are children forced to be adults and fight crime with trains. Yeah.
Spoilers.
So it's Captain Marvel the Sentai.
Sure.
You mean Shazam?
Yes.
Yes, but should have been zanier. We should have seen like Rangers like solving problems by hitting it with rather large trouts.
There was not nearly enough Zane.
There was nowhere even close to enough trouts. There should have been more trouts.
I came in a weird moment.
Yeah.
There should have been more trouts, damn it. You sound like my Uncle Dick.
God, I hope we're still talking about Tokyuger.
There should have been more
Strangely trout. Enough, we are.
And sad part is, we might do it again.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it.
Even though we didn't reach that cap.
No, we didn't. And I'm going to finish it, like, myself. And I'm going to do it in bits. And I'll give little updates as I go here and there. Like, you know, 10 episodes here, 10 episodes there. Because I don't want to give myself more seizures.
You're doing God's work.
I know, right? I'm truly a humanitarian. And a man of my word. So I will finish this show. And I will report my progress as I go. I will say that this is a fine-looking Sentai. Like, it's one of the better-looking ones. The villain designs, spot on.
Oh, well, we were all saying...
That's the best part.
You're all singing those praises earlier.
Monster designs, inventive and cool.
I'll have something to say about that in the opposite when we get to the actual podcast.
I actually even like... I even like the Ranger designs. They look like... they still look like Ranger designs, but they've got a certain thing about them that sets them apart from the rest of the suits. And the Megazords are... They range from... to... Fuck, that's cool. Honestly, it's got a lot of great elements. It could have been a lot better. I wish it was a little zanier. I wish if they were going to go with a bunch of kids in adult bodies, give them godlike powers and say, now go fight bad guys, I would like to see some zane. I would like to see some wackiness. As I said, I would like to see them, like, you know, taking out, like, you know, Zord-sized monsters by hitting them with a trout. It'd be fun.
All right.
It'd be fun.
We all, and speaking of Zane, look, we all want the Titanium Ranger to show up, but he belongs in, like, Secret Rescue.
That's Ryan. Zane is the Silver Space Ranger.
Was he?
Yeah. Fuck that up again for the second time this week.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's news.
So, thanks, Paul, for giving us your report on your Tokyuger goings-on so far. Before we get into the actual news segment today, we have joining us via Skype a new guest. Please give a quick introduction to yourself, sir.
Konnichiwa gozaimasu. My boku no name wa JC desu, a.k.a. Dragon Zeron. Or in English, my name is Dragon Zeron. I am the founder of the Tokusatsu News Network.
Cool.
And
cool.
A complete weeaboo, I'm sorry to say. Jesus. Paul!
Hey, we're all weaves.
I'm so
sorry. We're all
weaves. We were all thinking it.
We're all weaves. Get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it! Moving on!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, we got a bunch of news stories to power through, so let's get through it.
Yay!
We're going to start this high-energy broadcast by talking about a tragic death.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Alan Young, voice of Scrooge McDuck.
So, not actually... That too,
but anyway,
not actually Toka related, but important enough. Yuko Mizutani, the voice actress behind such characters as Sora from Digimon and Sakiko Sakura from Chibi Maruko-chan, has unfortunately passed away at the age of 51 after being diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm. So, our hearts and wishes, best wishes go
out
to our family.
Also, in Sailor Moon Crystal, as Usagi's mother.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, Kimichi's not going to be happy.
Well, yeah. Why are we losing so many Digimon people?
Why are we losing so many people in general?
Which is weird, because a new Digimon project just got announced.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a new Digimon project?
Yeah.
There's always a new Digimon project.
Not always.
The answer to all of your questions is the subtle machinations of Apocalypse.
Yes, wait, absolutely.
Question, was she the same voice actress for Tri?
Yeah. I think so. Which is going to make the next two episodes kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Before.
Whatever it is.
How many episodes?
Our condolences go to the family.
Yeah. Which potentially they've already recorded, so you never know.
Hopefully.
So,
moving on.
Rest in peace.
All right, let's move on to some actual Toku news. First off, what I think is the most important thing is we got the actual reveal for a couple of things. First off, we got a top shot of Ghost Mugen Damashii's final form.
You mean Infinity and Kiwami?
It looks like a fucking wedding veil. I'm sorry.
It kind of actually makes his head kind of look like an Ultraman's head.
Yeah, no. A little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
His horn's a rainbow.
He also looks incredibly pissed.
Yeah, he's got like this rainbow fucking horn.
I know.
Awesome.
I'm just looking
and the top of his head looks like Zuo Eagle.
I mean, good on him for being progressive and all that.
I'm sick of being dead.
It's not many designers that look at a suit like that and go, you know what it needs? It needs a giant pride horn.
It's a fucking step up from
right
Grateful,
the
that's
shit
for sure.
Out of it.
Hey, I like Grateful.
No.
No, it's actually
great. I like it.
And going down in the same scan, we actually have the reveal for some upcoming new writers for the Ghost Summer movie.
Dark Ghost motherfuckers!
Who not only has his own twisted version of Ore Damashii, but apparently also Napoleon Damashii.
Napoleon!
And also in the same scan, we see apparently the movie form for Ghost to combat him, Darwin Damashii.
Interesting.
I feel like I need to get that icon and give it to my sister because my sister has a tattoo of Charles Darwin on her arm.
Why?
Because she loves Darwin.
Okay.
Darwinism at its finest.
Yep.
The one on the left kind of looks like the White Dino Thunder Ranger.
White Dino Thunder!
A little bit. That's Dark Ghost.
Rumors are going around that Dark Ghost apparently is a female.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's speculation.
I would love to see more female writers.
Wait, yes, Dark Ghost I'm fucking excited for.
I just love how Napoleon Damashii looks. He's got a fucking cape!
He's got a tricorn and everything.
Yeah, he's got the hat!
That moment when we have to remember Mugen Damashii is a trench coat form.
Yeah.
So seeing the final just seeing the whole thing all together.
What's Darwin's face look like? Is it like a
tree?
It's a tree. Okay. That's cool.
Why?
Because evolutionary branches.
So apparently this might be like a triple set.
Which I would be okay with.
And I'll get.
Comes out in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, movie exclusive forms look great. Looking forward to them. Moving along.
Moving on.
We have our first spy shot of Zuo the World from the filming set of Zuoger, and he looks awesome.
Yeah, he looks booty. I will say this, I love the black gloves and boots.
Oh, yeah.
So. There's so much booty in that shot.
Booty.
Some Maybass.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, not much to say, it's just a spy shot, not a good description.
Well, we actually have a bit more info on Zuo the World.
There you go.
There was another spy shot of them filming the ending song for the movie of Zuoger with a sixth actor who is rumored to be
Ikari Guy?
Junin Superboy winner Naoki Kunishima.
He's got a cool suit. I dig it.
Yeah. He does dress kind of like Guy because he's got this multicolored jacket thing going on.
Maybe he is the cousin of Guy. And he heard about the Sentai.
So, yeah, it looks like that's who's going to be the Zuo of the World. We'll see when we actually get to see him next month.
Oh, right.
I hope he's a good Six Ranger like Guy was.
Yeah, Gokai Silver is pretty dope.
Mr. Starcaster, what do you think of Zuo of the World's suit?
I actually like it. It reminds me of WX Extreme.
Oh, of Double Cyclone Joker Extreme.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the whole three column motif. I can understand that.
Gold edition.
Yeah, it's Cyclone Joker Extreme Gold. All right, moving on. This one is pretty big news. this has been teased for a long time, but I never mentioned it because I wanted to have a decent amount of information before we talked about it. The Order, a film that has just been revealed, being put together by 18 veteran Power Ranger actors. 18. Not actually a Power Rangers movie, but it is going to feature Power Ranger actors.
I can see how that went. Like, even Cell made a joke about it. They're all just sitting together. It's like, hey, you guys want to do a movie? It's not Power Rangers related. We're down. Oh. Sold.
Well, here's the thing. Jesus. The three people in charge of this project are Karen Ashley, who played Aisha, David Fielding, who did Zordon, and Johnny Young Bosch, who did Adam. They're the ones who were creating it, writing it, and producing it. The film is being directed by David Wald, who did Supergirl and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Which one?
It doesn't say.
The Supergirl movie?
Apparently.
Oh, God, no!
Wow, Divatox is going to be in it?
What?
Hang on. Yeah, so...
The movie or the TV series they just did?
I'm assuming the TV series.
Someone looked that up while I'm talking about this.
Yeah, I really so, hope not. Can I just say... Are they trying to make Power Rangers Expendables?
Pretty much. Looking at this image, it does look like a Power Rangers version of Expendables.
And then what's the name of the director, sir?
The director is David Wald, W-A-L-D. While you looked that up, I'm going to list off the 18 actors who are confirmed to be appearing in this movie.
Hashtag confirmation.
Austin St. John, who was Jason. Walter Jones, who was Zach. David Yost, who was Billy. Big surprise there. Yeah. Well, actually, not, seeing as it's not a Saban production.
It's not Saban. He's not as...
He'll do it for his besties.
Yeah. Karen Ashley, Johnny Young Bosch, Deborah Estelle Phillips, who did Katie, Time Force Yellow.
Ooh.
Jason Font, who was Time Force Red, Wes.
Of course, because he's still around doing all sorts of shit.
Yeah, he was in Super Mega Force, so why not?
And the Talking Pony.
Azim Risk, who was Mega Force Black, Jake. Daniel Southworth, who was Eric the Quantum Ranger.
Damn straight.
Nakia Baris, who was Zeo Yellow, Tanya. Pauly Schreier, who was Bulk.
What?
I'm so happy. Steve Cardenas, who was Rocky. Aaron Cahill, a.k.a. Jen from Time Force.
Uh-huh.
Blake Foster, fucking right. Justin, Turbo Blue. Allison Kipperman Sullivan, who was Taylor, Wild Force Yellow.
Ooh.
David Fielding, who was Zordon. And Hillary Shepard, who was Divatox in the movie and the later half of Turbo, the series.
So what you're telling me is that this is basically what Super Mega Force should have been.
Absolutely.
All veteran actors coming back.
So, here's what we have for the plot. Apparently, the film follows the eponymous The Order, an organization whose job it is to eliminate violent threats and imminent disasters in secret and keep humanity safe from complete societal breakdown and maintain world order. Its operatives have faced the worst threats, and much to their surprise, the next threat they face is being led by some of their own. So, some of this cast are going to be the villains.
So, Power Rangers Civil War?
Pretty much.
That's why it's...
But cheaper.
Yeah.
It's coming out now.
Also, one actor that wasn't mentioned on this was Yoshi, who was Coda.
Yoshi Tsidarso?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He's also on this.
So yeah, The Order is set to begin pre-production either at the end of this year or early 2017. And if you're looking for more information about the film, you can check out the-order-movie.com.
Well, I do have some extra news on The Order.
Oh, yeah?
They currently do have an Indiegogo campaign going on. They're trying to reach $250,000, but even if that goal isn't reached, they'll still produce the movie.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier, and I took a careful look at all of their, like, reward tiers, and I don't think any of their tiers actually say you get a copy of the movie.
I think it's probably just an online
movie. Yeah, it's probably online.
Maybe.
Released on YouTube.
Anyways,
definitely an interesting thing, to be sure.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
I'll watch it.
I'll watch it.
We'll all watch it.
We'll make it a topic.
We'll definitely make
this a topic.
This may not be Toku, but it's all got enough people.
This reminds me of, like, Death Game Park.
Yeah. All right.
It's a bunch of Toku actors.
Moving on. I know this made Dave happy.
Yup.
SH Figure Arts Renewal Kamen Rider Double Cyclone Joker announced.
And, oh boy, does he look gorgeous.
You can actually, like, open and close the belt on it.
And take the memories out.
Wow.
He has a picture of him, like, holding the Joker memory.
He has tiny memories.
And he comes with, like, the huge muffler flowing in the wind.
Yep.
From the opening.
Look at that. Jesus Christ.
They released this, but still no Kiva.
Oh, you can put it in the fucking maximum drive slot. That's awesome.
The only thing that would make this perfect is if you could actually split him in half to do Joker Extreme.
That would
yeah,
that would be
so
an effect piece.
If
yeah.
you
maybe it will happen.
Yeah, maybe. So if you pre-order this, you get like a special effect part set, which it's like a green
yeah,
and
like a
purple
tornado.
Wind things
oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
simulate his transformation.
So the figure stands 145 millimeters tall, comes with the overflowing muffler, which needs a separate stage for maximum effect, the set of interchangeable hands, the movable double driver, and the figure will cost 64.80 yen at retail and set for an October release.
There you go.
All double fans, probably not something you want to miss.
Now count up your cents.
Renewal Excel,
like
please.
Start counting up your pennies more like it.
Excel needs a new figure.
Yeah. One that transforms.
It's actually kind of like the Time Machine event right now. They also show off a new bike for the figure.
Yeah, I saw the hard
yeah,
boulder.
Yeah, new hard boulder.
All right, moving on.
Yay!
SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Zero Drive and Drive Type Trideron figures.
I just... They are listening to the show. Time Machine Action and Toei are listening to Cast Ranger.
It would just be Time Machine.
I love this.
Toei has no figure arts.
They have this awesome eclipse shot for Zero Drive, and then the Type Trideron figures are it posing off against Gold Drive.
I'm so happy. All I know is for Trideron, like, when they release photos, I hope it comes with a Crim Head.
Oh, it fucking better.
Because it's cool, because right now I own the TK Trideron figure, so what I'll do is when I get the figure art, I'm putting the figure art in Crim mode, and then the TK figure I'll put in Shinosuke mode.
Oh yeah, and just have them, like, posing on each other.
Yeah, because Crim mode is better.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So these do not yet have details on their price and release dates because they were just shown at the recent show.
Well, Zero Drive was. It's coming out in October.
Oh, then I
which
didn't see
the
next.
Which is the next news story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a Tamashii Web exclusive.
Oh, yes,
I did.
There it is.
I did get it. Tamashii Web exclusive, 5184 yen. There you go.
See, this is how you do Proto Drive, people.
No, I still like Proto Drive better.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
It's like a Mark II.
JC,
from Iron
you still there? Your volume was low for a second.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, JC.
Yeah, I'm just like very quiet because figure arts are not my thing.
Fair enough.
So they're okay.
Yeah, they're my thing. I'm a huge collector of them. So, but
you
if
should
this,
see his room.
Yeah, the Zero Drive figure is like a matte finish, just like the Proto Drive figure. It is perfect.
Oh, yes, I do see kind of a shine on the figurehead, so maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. But all I know is it's going to be expensive, but that's never stopped me before.
That's true, it hasn't. Moving on. We have official images for Ghost Grateful Damashii SH Figure Arts.
Yeah, ooh. We're still trying to get the jizz off the walls after Gar had...
Hell, I'm still trying to mop up the ceiling, but it's starting to form stalagmites.
Which you can see if you look at this last shot of the effect piece.
Right.
Which is a pre-order piece.
Tightly,
you don't have to worry about that.
So the Grateful Damashii figure stands also at 145mm, comes with replacement wrist, the sunglass slasher, and a special stage connection joint. Release date is December, priced at 62.64 yen, and if you order before the end of May, you get the special Omega Formation effect sheet, which you can see in the picture here if you're watching the video version.
I should just buy my own, break off all the pieces off the crown, and just, there you go.
You
yeah.
fucker.
If you did that, I feel like these two would be like comic book guy when Homer Simpson ate the spider.
No, no!
And I'd sit there afterwards and I'd just look at it like, yeah, good job.
And I'd be like,
broke off the only
bad
part. I'm
gonna go do important stuff.
Fuck all of you.
Raven, it looks like Alkenfell.
It's Alphamon!
Not really.
Anyway, what's next?
Next, Premium Bandai is actually releasing the Ishinomori Ghost Icon,
cool.
which was previously only available to those who went to the Parco Museum's Kamen Rider 45th Exhibition Shop. As previously mentioned, it represents the creator of Kamen Rider and is compatible with anything that uses icons.
Let's take a look at it quickly. Oh, I like how it looks like the original Kamen Rider.
Actually, it is the face of Ishinomori. That's why he's got little glasses.
Oh, really?
And
yeah. Okay, from here it looks like the big locust eyes.
Yeah, kind of.
That's probably was an idea in the design. But yeah.
But I'm actually confused about the final attack.
Oh, that's like a little caricature of him with an idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I see a close-up of the actual icon.
Yeah, let me just get out.
I wonder if it's going to be available in the show.
No.
If they do it at all, it'll be in like a side special of some sort.
Oh, yeah, and in the middle it kind of looks like a pen there, so I don't know.
Yeah, because
his glasses and freckles, his nose and a mouth.
Because isn't his phrase God of Pen or something?
Something about the creator.
Yeah, creator of.
You know what? It's a very. I think we're all right.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Damashii who would have his hair.
Oh, absolutely.
The poofy hair.
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh no, it would have his regular hair, which was actually straight for the longest time.
Oh.
And then, like in his later years, it was like poofy.
So it was like the exact opposite of this one, like an executive producer who says you can't make the movies anymore.
Yeah.
So reservations for this item open on May 26th. It costs 648 yen and set for July release. So you can get it pretty cheap.
What's the one in the middle?
It's all the same icon, just different modes.
Oh, guard, just so you know, Dave has an Ishinomori if you're interested.
Cool. Alright.
Next.
SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Amazons.
Yeah. Yep! I fucking called it! I wanted this to happen,
guys,
and it's fucking happening.
Guys, these are still fake, I'm telling you.
Is it still an April Fool's joke?
Yes, it's still an April Fool's joke.
Fuck you!
You know what would be great? Oh, God, you know what would be great? If it, like, they said, okay, these are coming out next year, and then on the next April Fool's, they go, that was the joke! Told you!
But yeah, we get 2 out of 3 Amazon riders.
No, but if you zoom in on
there's another Amazon rider.
Oh yeah.
If you zoom in on the display card for Alpha, look how they spell Alpha.
How did they spell it?
A-L-F-A.
Alpha.
So because Japan can't English.
Alpha.
You stole the name I was going to use for my drive.
You killed the original Alfalfa!
Unveiled at Tamashii Features 2016 event.
Which was legit today.
Omega also comes with his bike, the Junglator, as well as his staff, the Battle Grip, as one of his accessories. The price and release date have yet to be announced.
Cool. Wait, so Omega's going to be shoots with his bike?
Yep.
Oh, I fucking hope not.
Well, it might be a separate release.
Okay, I hope so.
Well, it might be one of the things where it's like, you can get the combo pack,
yeah,
or you can get them separately.
Probably.
I wonder if they'll release a figure out of his wild form. His wild form's fucking insane.
Maybe.
Next.
Power Rangers Legacy Ninja Megazord.
The one we should have gotten in the actual movie.
I don't remember this thing at all.
So cool.
I remember it.
And it looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Way better than the movie one.
I watched the entirety of that part of the show, and I do not remember this thing existing.
Honestly, I would get this
that about something. Because
the Shogun Megazord was way cooler.
I would buy this thing just for the Frog Zord.
Of course.
Frog is huge.
Looks cool.
Yeah, so it is part of the Zord Builder line as well, so you can mix it up with the rest of the Legacy line.
That's how all Megazords are going to be from now on.
Pretty much, and I'm not opposing that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Item will cost $109.99 American, probably, and is set for a November release.
So we're getting a Shogun Megazord, that's for sure. Now.
Probably.
No, it just hit me. You know how the original Shogun toy, it came with a pink version?
Yeah.
Legacy, we're going to have a legit white American version.
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be cool.
Although, you know what this means? They skip Tor.
I know, right?
Not necessarily.
We might get Tor.
We can still go back and do Tor.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know.
We will see.
Which one was Tor again?
The giant tortoise.
The and it's just like they win it and it just lands on the monster.
Yeah.
Final attack and Die Ranger. We're just going to squish it.
Bash it with a turtle.
As always, every time I see one of these, I want one, but I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still waiting for Ninjor.
I have to this day somehow resisted buying the Legacy Dragon Zord.
Legacy Ninjor.
The real question is, will the Frog Zord spit out little tiny Frog Zords like in the show?
I don't think that's possible.
Will it have a electric tongue?
That was only in the movie.
I don't care.
Do you know what it did in the show? It breathes fire.
Yeah. Oh, that's Cocker Ranger.
It breathes fire and it shoots it and it spits out little tiny frogs.
Okay.
Frogzord was fucking multifunctional.
Wow. And formed the entire legs and lower torso.
Also, they probably had to make the Frogzord awesome, or because kids would just think it was lame.
Well, actually, that's the thing. In Japan, frogs are kind of revered in stories.
I was going to say, it's Ninja Zords, and of course there's a Frog Zord.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, look at Naruto.
Next.
Alright.
It's better be good.
Next in the Legacy line, 1-to-1 scale Red Ranger helmet.
Raven, get on it!
Even I want this!
And now...
And you know what I'm gonna do?
Same here.
I'm gonna get it painted.
What color?
Blue.
Don't!
You
fool! If they release a blue Ranger helmet, just get the Blue Ranger helmet.
No, I want this one.
Imagine they release all the helmets.
T-Rexes Jesus. Aren't blue, E.G.
Bandai just wants
Spinosaurus them. Ranger. How's that? Okay.
Fuck you.
Bandai just wants all of them.
Well, like Dino Buckler.
If they make a white Ranger helmet, take my money.
I think they'll probably make this a white and a green, because those are like the favorites, right?
All
right,
we'll make the Red Ranger.
Legacy Dragon Shield.
I get green, because green's my favorite.
Actually, that would sell.
So yes, this
I want to have sex again in my life, so I probably would buy this and put it in my room.
This highly detailed replica is 1-to-1 ratio, and you can wear it for cosplay or display it, making this the perfect gift to an Ultimate Power Rangers fan.
They have a small head.
That's the other concern. The item will cost $109.99 as well, and is set for a November release. In time for the holidays.
The only downside is that it has the clips on the outside of the helmet. Yeah. I understand, because it's complicated.
You would hurt your fingers if you tried.
Or pinch your neck.
Well, no, because when toku actors, like suit actors, like they have their helmets, they actually have to have assistants taking it off.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, this is excellent, and I'm actually really excited to see this.
That's cool.
You know what I'd like to see a legacy helmet of? Gold Ranger.
That'd be cool. There you go. Yeah. Oh, I'd love is a Zeo Ranger helmet.
Alright. Moving on. We have the release date for Volume 1 of Boom's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic.
Son of a bitch!
For a second, I thought they were all wearing Dragon Shields, and I was just like, I want that.
Damn it.
Yes, so first volume will be available September 2016. Collects issues number 0 and 1 through 4 of the series.
I fucking told you,
God. I have 0, 1, 2, and 3, because number 4 is not out yet.
I'm sorry. I'm a little sick.
It's funny. You know those like issue 0 cover variants?
Yeah.
I saw someone on Facebook today selling a poster set of all 10 of them.
That's cool.
For like $70.
Wow.
I was very tempted.
So, this was what I was planning on doing. I was going to wait for this. And, thanks.
Lo and behold.
And Gar got screwed in the ass again.
Yep.
Yay.
if you like the Power Rangers it's comics, but you want a volume collection, there you go.
You're impatient.
I am impatient.
Yes.
Just like me.
It'll be interesting.
But then again, issues 1 through 3 right now are kind of terrible.
You know what would be interesting, though? Because, like, they're clearly doing these comics because they want to set up some hype for the new Rangers movie, right?
Yeah.
Imagine when the movie comes out, they do, like, a crossover comic with, like, this series and that one. Oh. Like, interdimensional shit.
No, you know what I want to see? I want to see Boom Studios make a Mask Rider comic.
That'd be cool.
Or VR.
Or maybe, you never know, they might, like, go down the line with this. They might, like,
yeah. Well, this had popularity.
Ecto Phase Activate.
Yeah.
Ecto Phase Activate.
So at the bottom there, not Final Art.
Yeah.
not Final Art.
Yeah.
Anyway, next. All right,
pretty cool. Moving on. Comrade Amazon announced the Blu-ray box.
Guys, I'm still pretty sure this is a hoax.
No, this is the original Amazon.
No, I mean, they're just setting up all this just because they want to pretend that Amazon's a big deal still. No, it's a hoax.
It's the sad part that this is only a one-box Blu-ray set because Amazon was only 24
hours. Well, look, it's the original Amazon.
I was going to say that the next news story is like Toru Okazaki dies. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is a hoax.
To promote the Blu-ray, actors Toru Okazaki, who played Kamarana Amazon, and Yoichi Matsuda, who played the kid who befriended him, reunited.
Whoa!
You know what's funny? Just with this picture, it looks like... Who's the guy on the left?
Seeing as he looks younger, I'm going to say that's
Yoichi. That's probably Yoichi. He's kind of dressed like he's still trying to be a legitimate actor. But meanwhile, like, the other guy's moved on with his life. He's like...
He became a fisherman.
You know what this picture looks like? It looks like Amazon in the background is patting his head.
It does! No, you are my son.
Good job, Yoichi.
You did good, son.
Okay, Decado.
Is it sad that the kid dressed up like Koji Wada?
Aww.
That's what I said. I was thinking that, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Well, if you have something to say, feel free to speak up, dude. You're a guest. Amazon's got a puffy chest.
Anyway, I guess next.
What's next?
Dai sets you to don you in the next story.
Kamen Rider Ichigo, the new movie, had its details for its Blu-ray and DVD release.
When?
August 3rd.
August 3rd.
All right, so we're getting watching this movie in September.
Awesome.
October.
It comes with making ofs, event footage, stage greeting footage, TV spots, data files, poster galleries, trailers, and more.
In the collector's pack.
Yes. And an interview with Tim Curry. I don't know why he's not in it.
I'm ready for this. Because I've heard good things about this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And if you pay an extra $50, you can have your DVD delivered to you by Takashi Hongo himself.
$50, you better give me a sweet-ass beach, too.
That's an extra $50.
Could they throw in Kenji Oba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gar?
Before we head to the next news article, I just want to talk about Gary Chalk's in the new Power Rangers movie.
Oh.
Optimus Prime, everybody.
That's a new spot.
Okay.
Well, that's just Prime.
I'm calling it now. He's going to have a small role as, like, the principal.
Or, like, Principal someone Kaplan. Of authority.
I'm calling this right now.
Yeah, he's Principal Kaplan.
I'm calling this right now. The only reason Gary Chalk is there is because Power Rangers is being secretly taken over by Golden Films.
Oh! No.
That's a reference neither of us get.
He's Lieutenant Stone.
Oh.
Did they make him like an actual police chief? You know, I was actually thinking, you think they just decided fuck it and went with an actual voice actor for Zordon?
Maybe. I could see that.
Never know. Anyway,
wow. Power Rangers.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Let's see.
The movie can be pre-ordered right now.
Yeah.
So anyone who's interested, look that shit up.
The Kamen Rider movie, not the Power Rangers 2017.
Yeah.
No, we can pre-order the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
2016.
It's still filming.
Indiegogo.
Now, you're seeing now, sir.
I just like, in the future, movies will be beamed right into your head when you least suspect them.
From around the globe to your frontal lobe. It's brain vision.
Last time when I went to Walmart and they have just cardboard pieces, just like, buy this and you'll get a copy of Dawn of Justice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. They gotta get rid of those copies somehow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Moon on!
This one is pretty neat. Ultraman Ace Blu-ray set.
Hi.
You snuck that in!
Yeah, I did.
You fucker!
I was like, why are you just having, like, why do you have Ace in your, like, going?
Jesus, you snuck in a shit ton of stories I just noticed.
Yes.
You bastard!
I was there when he did it.
Read his shit off, because I don't care!
Alright. Ultraman Ace is getting a Blu-ray release, and not only that, there's also another Blu-ray set coming out that is the first episodes of Ultraman through Ultraman 80.
By the way, I like to call myself out. As I was looking at the news story, I started off with, this looks pretty cool, even though I didn't actually realize what I was looking at yet.
Wow, it's almost like you reacted before even knowing what was going on, much like with the Power Rangers.
It's almost like I'm phoning this in.
It's like, you know,
continue.
Actual news. But no,
continue.
Well, the Ultraman Ace complete series will be released on Blu-ray September 27th of this year of a retail price of 49,800 yen. The Amazon exclusive release will come with behind-the-scenes materials, interviews with the cast and crew, and a set of replica Ultra Rings, which are right there.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
That's how Ultraman Ace would transform. Rings.
Cool.
All right.
Well, next.
Yeah, next.
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 Even look at this image. Even he doesn't want us to read this.
This is the next Rex to Cast Ranger, everyone. Have a good night.
No.
But yeah.
There's
okay.
Going to be
self-serving ass.
Okay, but yeah.
See
you. Yeah, okay. During July, there's going to be an Ultraman Museum in Japan.
That's cool.
To commemorate the 50th anniversary. Next.
That's great. Next.
That's
N-E-C-K-S.
Okay, Gareth Edwards, the director of the Godzilla 2014 movie, left the project for Godzilla 2. This is a shame. I liked him as the first director. I think he's a talented one. Oh, no.
And Godzilla 2 and King Kong vs. Godzilla have been pushed back.
Aww.
Womp. Next.
That's hot.
This is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, The Return of Godzilla is set to release on Blu-ray and DVD for the first time ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it'll only be the Japanese version, not
Wait.
The Americanized
version. You know
what's
version. Funny? Like a
when
week ago,
that?
I saw James...
1984 version of Godzilla to commemorate 30th anniversary.
That one.
Okay, not the one I was thinking
It's
of.
Funny. I was watching a video by James Rolfe the other day. He was talking about how this movie still hasn't been released on DVD
yeah,
yet.
And now,
now it is.
Hooray.
Anyway, next. Can we just talk about this?
No, it's a Power Rangers annual.
Oh.
Which is, it's coming out in August to commemorate the 23rd anniversary of Power Rangers, and it's going to have a ton of short stories, like, if you scroll down,
it says it focuses on various villain and supporting characters, such as Goldar or Vulcan Skull.
Basically, the Vulcan Skull story is what if they became Power Rangers.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm buying this!
And the origins of Goldar.
We're buying this!
What was that?
Take my money!
Do you think they're going to be serious, or do you think it'll be like when
oh, God, no.
Hamburger Morpher?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
fuck you.
They should give him the hamburger more.
Remember in their dream?
The origin of Goldar!
Yeah.
The origin of Goldar!
Donnie?
Dude!
The origin story.
So down.
The best part, the comic is $7.99.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wonder if we'll see Goldar's parents. Just like, no.
Oh, God, I don't know what they're going to look like.
So go ahead, JC.
I don't know what they're gonna look like. I really don't. I really hope they don't do that. A Scorpina and Goldar relationship, if you know what I mean.
Please no.
Wait. No, I was gonna say that, like, Goldar's parents will just be. They'll look like Goldar. It's just like the mom Goldar will just have like a pink apron,
And the dad will have a tie.
And the dad will have like a tie and glasses.
Son, have you done your homework?
And then his cousin will come over, and it's just Mordon.
It's just like, and their names will be something stupid like Goldad and Goldmom.
I'm gonna go up and be a general of certain
Empress's
army.
Is his younger brother Goldberg?
Goldberg.
Because
Goldberg.
Because apparently Goldar comes from a Jewish family.
Well, he is made of gold.
Goldar Goldstein.
Oh, that's a bit far.
Moving on.
Jesus Christ, God.
Okay, so this last one isn't actually Toku related, but I thought it was funny enough that we should talk about it. Apparently,
Senpai finally noticed me!
Apparently, the Japanese word senpai has been acknowledged by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Of all the images to use!
So, I know, right?
Why?
So, senpai noticed senpai.
God damn it.
There's a beautiful shot from the Rainiki.
Next.
That's about it. Actually, no, there was one last thing.
One more thing. New Ultraman orb forms. Which is basically the... Okay, gonna go over these quickly. The three new forms. One of them is Max and Dinah, I believe. The other one is Cosmos and X. And the other form is Gaia and Victory.
And as you can see in the top right corner of the
if
picture...
If you're watching the image.
You can see the person who has been confirmed is Ultraman Orb.
We already confirmed the actor, but no, that is...
They're in an orb, as you can see, so
yeah,
that's
so
irrefutable evidence.
Orb confirmed.
Looks like my
Victoria,
my
I am so sorry. I will tag you in this or send
Ultraman Orb, everybody!
Anyway, that's it for news.
Yeah.
That is it for news.
That's our lengthy news.
Wow, that's
join
what
us
when we miss a week.
So many figures.
Join us for our lengthy discussion next.
Yay.
Bye.
Holy fuck!